I've been writing madly, listening to March, and some of the language, which is a place I didn't go to, but I have the dubious pleasure of talking about how these changes might affect people, and mostly the people I'll be talking about are women, because that's what I know the best. And also that I think these changes affect women more, you still can't hear? Affect women more than they do men. I think women, being mostly single parents, are really targeted in these changes. I also had a lot of trouble writing this and rewrote it a million times and will probably change it as I go along. It's a very emotional subject. And I also believe that I'm actually not an expert in this, that there are people in this room that are have much more expertise than I do. And I just know about this from working with women who have lived in poverty for a long time. And so I'm going to tell you what I think and what I and my colleagues think about what might happen here. There's three basic things that I want to focus on. One is the streams of eligibility, and mostly the temporary and continuous. And the second one is the actual cuts to the amount of money that people will receive on assistance. And the other is the exemptions, the change to the exemptions that Marge was talking about. So when I think about temporary assistance and continuous assistance, what I know is that a lot of people in the last probably 5 to 10 years have been applying for disability status so that they could get enough money to live. And this is particularly true of single people on welfare. A single person gets a maximum of $325 a month for shelter and $185 a month for everything else. So I want you to just take a moment to think about what that might be like to live with that amount of money. So what people often do is apply for disability so that they can get a little bit extra and they can get some medical things covered and they can get some better food and some vitamins. And so what this creates is a situation, when Marge talked about personal responsibility, this really creates a situation where women pathologize themselves, their experience and their lives, so that they can get a little bit more. And so they go to doctors and psychiatrists and they're dependent on them to fill out forms and say the right things so that somebody can make a decision that they can actually have a little bit better standard of living. And what I think that's just going to become, of course, more and more difficult for people to do, but people are going to feel more and more desperate to do that, because on temporary assistance, you just get so much less. So that's the first thing that I think will happen. What it means... in terms of, I think Marge actually did a good job of talking about what it means in terms of us as a community and how we value people and what we think that people actually deserve. And that those amounts for a single person living on welfare are much far, far below what anybody would earn at a job and far below what anyone would ever expect to live on in this culture. And so the spin-off, actually, for the other thing about this temporary and continuous assistance is it's going to be harder for people to get on assistance. And what will happen for women living in abusive relationships, I believe, is that they'll stay. And it will look even more bleak for them to try to get out. And so they will stay, their children will grow up seeing abuse and being abused, and they will, and some women will die. And we know that from history. And so, again, it's what kind of value we put on people living safe, violence-free lives. So the next reduction is the amount, actually the reduction in the amount of support that people are receiving. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is the process here. What has happened is there's been all kinds of rumor going around. And even looking at the website, it's hard to figure out, and there aren't very many hard numbers. And so what's happened is people hear things and they get really scared. And for people that are already living in poverty, to be more fearful is not a good thing. What I've heard the most recently is it will be from $51 to $69, somewhere in there, will come off a person's check, a single parent's check, the support portion of their check. So this is, I'll just give you a few more numbers. These are kind of round numbers, but a single parent with one child receives a maximum of $520 a month for shelter. Just want you to imagine finding a place to live for that amount. And about 377, somewhere in that neighborhood, for support. So to lose $69 off of that is a large amount. It's one thing to have your income go down when you have enough money. When you don't have enough money, that's devastating. So accompanying the actual loss of money is the fear and the anxiety around not knowing when it's going to happen and what is going to happen. And I think the question about when did the 2 years start is a good example of that. It's when we don't have information that we get the most fearful. So they're really doing two things at once. So what happens, of course, is that women will go with less. And what we do at Bridges, what we've done for about the last 5 years, is we provide food for women for the 5 days around check day, before check day. And we do that because we recognize that women were hungry and weren't able to concentrate. And women with children were feeding their children, and women without children just didn't have enough. So what we actually need to do is provide food for the whole month. And we can't do that. We don't get any money for that. So we don't get any money for any of it. But what will happen is women will have less and less, and they will have less and less for themselves. Very few of the women I know on income assistance have cars. Most of them rely on public transportation if they have bus money. So they don't go out to movies, or they don't go out for dinner, they don't go out for entertainment. And so life is already tough enough. It's just going to get tougher. I try to imagine what that says about what we value in people and what we think. And I think that idea that people should just be expected to live with less, I just wonder about that being an incentive for people to get off the system. When life is already hard enough, it's almost impossible to move on to do something more with your life when you're struggling so much. One of the things that women may give up is their telephone. And if you've ever known or lived without a telephone, you can imagine how isolating that is. So some of the real basics, if you can't give up hydro and you can't give up your rent, that might be one of the things to go. And so women being isolated is another huge social problem. So as far as we know, single eligible employable people are not getting any money taken off their check, but we don't actually know for sure whether that's true or not. So the last one is the assistance. I had 4 points. Well, the 2 years out of every five, which I actually do know that for single parents, the clock will start ticking April 1st, apparently, and once your youngest child is 3, you have 2 years to become employed from that point on. So that's when you'll be expected to go to employment programs and to be looking for work, regardless of whether your child has special needs or whether there's daycare in place or whether there actually are jobs out there. And what kind of jobs. And of course, as Marge pointed out, the concern is that women will be in low-paid, dead-end jobs, which means they'll be the working poor instead of the poor on assistance. And there is that place where when people go out to work and they lose their medical benefits and they lose any of the other supports, the threshold for daycare subsidies, where they might be just above that, where you can be working full-time and have less money than you had and less resources than you had on assistance. One of the things that I wanted to talk about that Marge brought up was women losing their children. And women can lose their children because the stress of parenting under those conditions, because fathers file for custody and have more money. With the loss of legal aid, women will have no assistance in custody battles. And so I think more women will lose their children or voluntarily give their children up because they feel they can't take care of them. So again, it speaks volumes about us as a society and how we value parenting and whether we think it's valuable at all. And also it speaks of the daycare, the changes in the daycare, the dismissal of the universal daycare, and putting a 3-year-old in care that isn't adequate, which is often happens, is an extremely difficult thing for a parent to do. And the last one is this: the no exemptions. So people will now no longer be able to earn any extra money. It used to be, up to this point, a single parent can keep $100 of the child support payments, and they can earn up to $200 a month before anything is taken off their checks. And a single person can earn up to $100 a month. That will be completely eliminated. There will be no incentive for people to... I'm imagining that the incentive program, the volunteer incentive program, will go. I'm not positive of that. But there will be no incentive for people to work at all or to try to improve their lives. No, I got distracted. I have 2 minutes. So what will happen is I think women will do more and more work under the table, and they'll be really vulnerable to working for less than minimum wage if they can get paid under the table. Women who are in the sex trade, have been in the sex trade, will be very tempted to go back to the sex trade. Women will steal. Women will commit fraud and get caught and be in risk being cut off assistance for the rest of their lives. And again, it'll look less and less possible for them to leave abusive relationships, and violent relationships. So in general, what this feeds is a sense of helplessness and depression. And we see at Bridges a huge percentage of women that are on antidepressants, that are on medication for mental illnesses that we call illnesses that I think are directly related to poverty. There'll be more stress on the mental health system. Women living in poverty already live on the edge, and when I think about the image that came to my mind when I thought about these cuts is somebody, the government coming along and prying their fingers off the edge of the ledge. And that's really what it feels like. So before people get more and more desperate, before there's more crime and more prostitution, more desperation in people's lives, I'm really hoping we can do something to change this legislation. Thanks.